The reading this morning is from Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but in every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Amen.
Now let us pray. God, our Father, we ask that in the power of your Holy Spirit, you would direct our thoughts towards your word and enable us to embrace those things which will lead us forward, more truly committed to Christ and his kingdom. Amen. Well, girls, it is good to see you in church this morning, as it's good to see everybody here. I was talking to you about obstacle courses earlier on, and I was in my gym the other day. Well, it's not my gym, but you know what I mean. It's down the road. And I overheard a conversation in the dressing room. Now, I know you shouldn't be listening to other people's conversations, but these guys, as well as having big muscles, you know, they had big voices, so it was kind of difficult to miss what they were talking about. And they were talking about an obstacle course that they were going to be doing in June of this year. And it was quite a bit different from Total Wipeout, because the distance of this obstacle course was 12 miles. Can you imagine that? An obstacle course, 12 miles long. And some of the things that they were going to have to do were really quite hair-raising. I mean, they were going to have to run up hills that were all muddy and slippy. Okay? And then they were going to have to run through a swamp. Can you imagine running through a swamp? And then climb up a wall, and then swing across a lake where there was freezing cold water. And then the one that I didn't fancy at all, I was listening very carefully, by the way, to all this. The one that I didn't fancy was crawling through a pipe where there was going to be freezing cold water at the other end. You know, I don't fancy that one at all, but I'm listening to this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're going to do something like that, then you would need to prepare very, very carefully. You would need to be fit. So I made some inquiries, and I found out that if you are going to go in for something like that, and if you're interested, I can give you the website, folks, afterwards. But if you're going to go in for something like that, then the organisers say that 4 times a week, you have to run for 7 miles. You have to find time to run 7 miles 4 times a week. And you have to be able to do 25 push-ups, one after the other, without stopping. Hands up, who can do that? 1, 2. 2. Right, Mrs. Goodlett, where are you? Your work's cut out here. We need 25 push-ups before the next parade. 6 pull-ups, you know, on the bar. Who can do that? Nobody. Nobody. And what was the other thing? Yeah, there was the push-ups, the push-ups and the pull-ups And no, I think that was it. You've got to be able to do all of that. Oh, yes. Aye, the other thing was that you had to be able to swim 50 yards. Who can swim 50? Oh, yeah, surely. No. Okay. But all of this you have to do in preparation for this really tough obstacle course. You have to be prepared. And what I was thinking when I was listening to this and thinking about it, and don't worry, I'm not going to do it, by the way. All my big sisters in the congregation that get worried. When I was thinking about it, it occurred to me that probably the best thing you could do would be to get a personal trainer to make sure that you did all these preparations. I mean, the folk that are getting ready for the Olympics just now, I'm quite sure that they've got coaches and they've got personal trainers to make sure that they prepare properly for the challenge that is ahead. And that, I think, would be a good way forward for everybody that's going to face this very difficult challenge. Now, as I said earlier, you won't find any mention of obstacle courses in the Bible, but what you will find are a lot of challenges that people in the Bible had to face, and they had to be prepared. Now, that reading that Mrs. Goodlett shared with us tells us about Jesus. And he's at the very beginning of very important work, work that's going to bring God very close to humankind, work that's going to enable each one of us to walk in God's presence and to look forward to being with God after we die. Very, very important work, but it's going to be challenging work. It's going to be hard work, and he has to prepare himself. And the Holy Spirit, in a sense, is Jesus' personal trainer. The Holy Spirit of God is Jesus' coach, because he's very, very close to Jesus. And what he does is he sends Jesus out into the desert to prepare him for this important work that he's going to have to do. And while he's out in the desert, the Holy Spirit wants Jesus to learn to concentrate. Do you know what I mean when I say concentrate? When you focus your mind on one particular thing. And the desert's a good place to do that. Because if you're out in the desert, certainly the desert that Jesus was in, then there's not a lot of people, and there's not an awful lot of bustle, and there's not an awful lot to do, but there's a lot of silence. And that's the thing that really impressed me when I was in the desert a few years ago. Especially at night, when you're under a tent. It's the silence. Except for the jackals. And the leopards. You heard them in the distance going, rawr. You know, it was a wee bit scary. But it's the silence. And Jesus is out there in the desert. And he has nothing else to think about. There's no distractions. All he can think about is God. And it's interesting that when you think of a lot of athletes and people that are facing big challenges, they'll be taken away to training camps, maybe not in the desert, but they'll be taken away to a place where it's quiet and where they can just focus on this one challenge that lies ahead. And Jesus is taken into the desert, and all he has to do is to focus on the challenge that's ahead of him. The Holy Spirit wants him to concentrate on that. And it's interesting that the Word of God, the Scriptures, constantly come to Jesus. He's thinking about this all the time. Now, we can't just walk away into the desert or a lonely place just as easy as that. But it's important for us sometimes to have quiet times, to have quiet moments where we can think about God and think about what he wants us to do in our lives. Jesus prepared for the challenge because he was concentrating on it. And sometimes that's important for us to do as well. But the Spirit also wanted Jesus to learn how to control himself. Now, that's an interesting thing. But maybe you picked up in the reading, Jesus fasted. When he was in the desert, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, you know what fasting is? That's when people don't eat any food. And you might think to yourself, well, that's what people do when they want to lose weight. But sometimes people do it. Sometimes people do it as an exercise in control and self-control. They realize that if they're going to be faithful to God, then sometimes they'll have to say no to things that people want them to do. And if you fast, then that is an exercise in saying no to food. Now, not everybody can do that, and I want to say that. But for people that can do it, it is useful in order to exercise self-control over your life, to be able to say no to some things that maybe people want you to do and you know that they're wrong. You know, I always think that if you're going to drop a name, you should drop a big one. Okay? So a few months ago, I was talking to Sir Alec Ferguson. And I think I told you about that. And we were talking about his football team, Manchester United. And he was telling me about the training that they do and how there's very strict rules about the things that they can eat and the things that they can't eat. And he makes sure, and I bet he makes sure, that all his players adhere to the rules. They live up to the rules. They have to show self-control in their lives. And it's not just about eating. It's about realizing that if we're going to be faithful followers of Jesus, we have to show self-control in our lives and be able to say no sometimes when we know that something is wrong and that it'll be unfaithful to God if we go ahead with it. Jesus was sent out to the desert to learn control. And the third thing was that he was sent out to the desert by the Holy Spirit to learn to conquer temptation. He was there to concentrate, to control himself, and also to learn to conquer temptation. Jesus was always aware that his work was going to be hard, and it would demand a great deal from him. It was going to be very, very difficult what he had to do for the glory of God. And what we're told is that the devil came to Jesus, and the devil suggested to Jesus that there might be easier ways of doing things. You might not be just as hard if you do it my way. But Jesus decided, and he knew that there was going to be no shortcuts if he was going to be faithful to his God. He had to go through the whole experience of suffering and dying so that he could rise again to give humanity the hope that we cherish today. And that's very, very important. You know, I was once in a gym where the Glasgow Marathon was coming up, and somebody posted on the notice board, this was like 3 weeks before the marathon, running 26 miles, and somebody posted up on the notice board that they were running a crash course in marathon running if you wanted to sign up. Now, that's ridiculous. I mean, you can't prepare for a marathon in 3 weeks. That takes months. But you know, the really funny thing is, folk were signing up in their droves, wanting to know what the easy way was to preparing for a marathon. There's no easy way. You have to do the work. And that was what Jesus was taught in his experience in the desert. He had to go through the work that God had set for him. And it was hard, but it was good, because there was going to be a great end to it all, a great climax, which would be for the benefit of the whole world. And that's something that we should remember. Sometimes it's hard being a Christian, but we know that it's good, and that God will bless us, and he'll help us to come to a good end. We're never wiped out in the presence of our God. Let's pray. God, our Father, we give thanks to you for all your blessings to us, for the example of our Lord Jesus, and for all that he teaches us about the life that you have called us to live. So help us to go forward now and to know your presence daily and to enjoy everything that your Spirit provides, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.